Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Good to see you, man. How
good
are you?
Good to see you, absolutely.
Good. So, how's camp so far?
Camp's been good. You know, I feel like offense has been clicking a little bit more than last camp. You know, everybody feels a little bit more comfortable with the system. You know, but it's good. You know, it's good going into an off season. You know, with the same system. You know, having a couple coaches over the last 5 years. You know, different systems, COVID, the whole deal. It's nice just kind of
letting this settle in.
It sort of
feels like normal.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I gotta ask, because you just mentioned that too, the fact that. You guys have the same system coming in, and Daniel looks a little bit more confident. You, the receivers who have been here from last year, look a lot more confident. Also, can you talk about how important that is, being able to not have to sort of play the guessing game and try to figure out as you're going how the system works?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, super important to anybody. The familiarity of being in the same system, you know, that's one thing when you're going out there. You're not as on edge. You're not thinking as much. You know, you're just going out there and playing, which means you're going to play faster. You're probably going to be, you know, crisper in and out of breaks because you're thinking not so much about what route you're running. You're thinking about how can I win on this route. So, I mean, I think that plays in a lot to it. I think, you know, in the quarterback perspective, obviously the reads and everything, it almost comes second nature. And I think, you know, you can tell out there with, you know, how DJ's been doing so far. You know, Tyrod being in the system for a second year too, those guys, you know, definitely just there's like one less process you kind of have to go through.
You're not learning.
You're kind of like, all right, I know this. Now it's like, how can I make this play successful?
Right. And I believe it was, and I'm trying to figure out whether it was day one or day three, you and Tyrod were hooking up a lot. They seemed to be a little bit more chemistry on the field with you guys. Can you talk about the receiver room? Obviously adding Cole, obviously adding a couple of different faces in there, the dynamic and the competition, I guess, for it. You being here for the last couple of years, it's a totally different feel, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say this is definitely the most competitive the room has been since I've been here. You know, I feel like we have a bunch of really good players, but a bunch of really good dudes as well. So the competition, you know, for the group that we have, I think really we all just feed off of each other. And that's something that really, I think, shows how close of a team we are and how you know, I think we can just build off of each other's success. But like I said, we have a lot of good players in there. It's training camp. It's a competition. But we all want success for everybody in the room. So it's good to have it kind of like that. It's always like, you know, everybody wants to see your success, but we all know it's a competition at the end of the day.
You have guys like Shep and Cole who've been here for a long time. What advice do they give to not only yourself but some of the other younger receivers in the room? This, you know, we all know that this is, you just had a competition. It's still a business, and people are fighting for spots. But what advice do they give as far as, I guess, encouraging everybody to sort of?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we all like bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, I think they're just as excited as we are when we make a play, you know, as they're excited for us when we make a play, you know, and as we are when they make a play. So, you know, like I said, it goes back to, I think, what kind of guys we have. I think we have just a really good group of guys. Like, you know, I think they're just really good human beings, you know, and I think a lot of those guys, it shows by the way, we know it's a competition, but everybody wants everybody to succeed. You know, and that's something special that I think we got going on in the room.
For you, the last year, you, I think it was after the Dallas game, you had been fighting off a couple injuries, and now it's sort of a fresh start for everyone. What are the things do you feel that you have to work on to get more opportunities out there?
You know, I think I definitely need to find a role on special teams. You know, I think that's, you know, being a guy that's fighting for a spot, you got to be on special teams. You know, so whatever I can find a niche in there somewhere. But, obviously in practice when you're doing drills and stuff like that, it's not too much you show. You got to go out there in the preseason games and make a play on in that phase. You know, but other things, just being able to make the contested catches, use my size, use my frame, you know, things that I've, you know, been trying to improve on, you know, since I started playing receiver. So
as a team and for yourself, I'll go for yourself first. The team makes the playoffs, beat Minnesota, and obviously the game against Philadelphia. As a player, what do you learn about those situations from both as an individual and a team standpoint?
I think making the playoffs at first, you know, nobody really gave us a chance at the beginning of the season. I think that really shows, how persistent we were as a team. And there was a lot of those games that came down to the wire. You look at the Tennessee game, the London game, the Ravens game. You know, some of these games could have went the other way, but, you know, it really shows, I feel like, the persistence and the character of the team for how we, you know, get those wins and, make it into the playoffs. And, you know, we always say, you know, you want to make it there and see what happens. So, you know, our goal is to, you know, obviously we want to get better every day and everybody wants to make the playoffs in the Super Bowl. But, I think that just last season showed how persistent we were, as a team, being able to, get in the fourth quarter and make some of those games wins.
Yeah, see what happens once you get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you have a game like the Eagles game where you're just saying, okay, well, here's the measuring stick. This is where they are. This is where we are. Now we have to catch up to them. Mm-hmm. Does that attitude come into camp saying, okay, we want to get to where they are, so this is how hard we have to work, these are things we have to do?
In training camp, I wouldn't say necessarily. You know, you're focusing on getting the offense, if you're on the offensive side, getting the offense as good as it can be, playing against our defense, and obviously just the reps against each other are going to make each other better.
Right.
So it's really, in training camp, is more of a competition within the team, but ultimately that'll, you know, set you up for things like, you know, beating other teams and everything like that. But I wouldn't say it's something that is super driven towards that.
Right.
Right now it's very team oriented, building the team, going against each other. Every day I want to beat Adoree Banks. Like, that's who I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking of, you know, other corners around the league.
For you, what is downtime on camp look like for you?
Yesterday with the off day, just come in, get some recovery, not do a whole lot. Try to get some blood flow in the lower half. Massages, needling, cold tubs, stuff like that, and then just hang out pretty much the rest of the day, watch a little tape. But it's pretty laid back. You know, you kind of want to get away from football a little bit, but you still need to do the recovery aspect of it.
So it's not really like an off day.
You're working, but a lot of it's, you know, passive stuff. You know, maybe doing some yoga.
Get a break from us.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you like to do on your free time? Are you a video gamer?
I like playing golf when the weather's nice. Like going to the beach. Really anything in water, lakes, ocean, pool. I like hanging out by water.
Fishing.
Didn't grow up a fisher. I did go with Corey Cunningham. We went trout fishing. Didn't get too lucky, but that was a good time.
Last question. Slayton made a couple comments about Madden. Is that a thing within the locker room guys like to play in, or is it?
He's a gamer, so he likes playing whatever.
Yeah.
I know he's in like a, you know, franchise or whatever you call it with him and his buddies. Like everybody's on the team or something like that, and they play against each other. But I haven't gotten into that. I did that during COVID. Me and a couple of buddies done that, but. You know, I think there's every group of guys kind of has their thing, whether it's like Fortnite or 2K or Madden. So.
Well, last year I was in the locker room. It was the first time I've ever saw the ping pong table be used.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a ping pong guy?
Yeah, me and Soleil have some big matchups against each other.
Who wins usually?
He gets me a decent amount, but we go back and forth.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the time.
Absolutely.
You want us to plug socials? Are you on there at all?
Yeah, I'm on social media.
Okay. Oh, what do you got? Twitter?
Twitter and Instagram.
Cool, man.
Davis, just Sills. You'll see it.
You got that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.